Well, we requested an interview with the FBI agent through FBI personnel and DOJ personnel. Essentially, what my recollection is that at one point, obviously the agent had an attorney, which is perfectly reasonable. His attorney, I understand, was concerned about, you know, the fact there was a criminal investigation. Again, very reasonable, not suspicious at all. There was a point at which I believe there was a negotiation of perhaps the agent sitting down with my investigator and the DOJ people for an unrecorded interview. And we don't do unrecorded interviews generally, so I felt it was best for us to just stick to the procedures that we used. And so I declined to be involved in that. And I basically said, if it's not going to be recorded, then I don't want our investigator participating in it. And we did have, pardon me, we did have the agent's version, at least in the report form, and we had the version from the trooper. So I didn't feel that my ability to make a decision would be thwarted by not having the agent on tape, though I would have preferred it.
And that's kind of to cover your office in the event that there's a miscommunication that occurs between the two. You prefer it to be recorded for that reason.
Yes. Basically, I wanted to make this investigation as thorough and transparent as possible. I wanted to make sure that whatever we did and whatever we found was going to be in a form that was made public and that people would be able to read and to draw their own conclusions from.
I know that last week there was an issue with purported info leaking on Friday. How is your office reacting to that now, given that the reports of the findings of the investigation align with the actual findings of the investigation?
I was very upset that the FBI, that someone in the FBI, quote-unquote, leaked information for two bases. One is that the FBI had been very insistent with us that we secure information, and we had tried very hard to do that. So I was bothered by the fact that someone in the agency would prematurely leak information. The second thing that bothered me was they were leaking information that they did not know. The FBI had been given a copy of Mr. Edwards' report so that they could examine it for possible redactions and so on. They were never given a copy of my report before everyone else got it. So for them to say that I had made a decision to clear the officers, they didn't know that. They may have assumed it based upon the tenor of Investigator Edwards' report, but they didn't. And I thought it was very irresponsible of anyone in the FBI to have, quote unquote, leaked that information.
So you sleep at night knowing that you did the best of your ability and that this is an end to a case for all the families and the officers involved. This is 100% something you stand by.
It is. I mean, a decision is only as good as the facts it's based on. I think that we went to great lengths to get every material fact we could about this case. You know, we even turned to Mr. Tadashev's family to say, if there's anything you have, please give it to us and we will consider it. If there are other facts out there that I don't know about, then, you know, those facts might have changed my mind. But based on what we have and what we've found, I am very confident that we got this right, that this was in fact a use of force in self-defense and defense of others.